all the clout chasing got to end. Like, it's got to come to an end at some point. Got to come to a halt. Like, it's cool if you kind of clout chase. Cool, go ahead. Try to kind of clout chase. But when y'all be doing and saying some outrageous, ridiculous ass shit just for likes, for retweets, for shares, for whatever the fuck you doing the fuck, that's when the shit start pissing me off. Because it's like, bruh, you real live out here on social media looking stupid as fuck. For a couple likes. For some likes, bruh. For some retweets. For some retweets, though. Like, the motherfuckers, for example, that's licking all this food and spitting in food and all this other dumb shit. Yo, what the fuck you finna gain from this, bruh? Motherfuckers finna like this shit, retweet this shit, and call the police. Like, cool. You got your likes, you got your retweets. Now go ahead, go to jail. Like, that's the thing that kills me, bro. It's like this generation is so fucking starving for attention, dog. Like, I've never seen no shit like this before, bro. I've never seen no shit like this before. These motherfuckers starving for attention, bro. You will do anything for attention. Anything for attention. You motherfuckers will kill your grandma for attention. If it gets you likes and comments and retweets and all that other dumb shit, you will do it. And the amount of outrageous shit that I'm seeing on the internet now is just getting ridiculous, dog. Like, even the small shit. It's even small shit. It ain't even got to be the shit, the people that's licking and shit and spitting and food and all this other shit and putting it back. Ain't even got to be that. Motherfuckers posting all their moves on social media for some likes, for some retweets. Like, if you just get a job, if you get a new job, brand new job, whatever, you want to post on your socials, you can post whatever on your socials, for real, like, clout chase, like, all, most of y'all niggas clout chase anyways. I ain't saying you shouldn't post this on your social media, do what the fuck y'all want to do. I'm just saying how I look from a motherfucker that's not lame, like, from that perspective. Y'all niggas look lame as fuck. If you just get a new job, let's just say you start working at a job that pay you more than any job you ever had in your whole life. If you want to go to Facebook and you want to, man, God blessing me, just got this new job, hallelujah, whatever the fuck you want to put, go crazy. It's cool. But when you get on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of these socials, or whatever the fuck social you use, and you get on there and you, ooh-wee, this $27.50 an hour would feel great. So blessed for this new, all you looking for is attention, bro. And my thing is, you gonna get your attention. But if, especially if you live where I'm from, it ain't gonna be good attention. It's not gonna be the attention you looking for at all. You're going to get your ass slapped coming off the red line. That's what's going to happen. Like, and it's like y'all niggas don't think about that. It's like y'all separate reality and social media. Like, that shit that you put on social media won't come back to bite you in your ass in real life. Nah. All that. No. That's not how it works. And that's why it's so lame. Like, that's why it looks as lame as it does coming from somebody that don't do that shit. Half of y'all don't know shit about my life. Half of y'all don't know where I live. Half of y'all don't know what the fuck going on with me. Because that's how I want it. Most of you niggas, I could literally tell you where you live, where you work, how much you make, where you stay, where your mama stay. Because you on live every 25 seconds. Got your address all in the background. You motherfuckers posting how much you making, you motherfuckers posting where you work, you motherfuckers doing this, doing that. That shit so lame, bruh. And it's all for what? For what? When you tell a motherfucker on social media how much you make, what's it for? What you gaining from it? Your mind, your mentality not on your money. Your mentality not on what you actually getting it for. Your mentality is on, I can't wait to show motherfuckers this because I'm finna be dripping and all this shit and it. Come on now, bro. Like, on some real shit. I just seen a motherfucker post somebody, and I ain't gonna say his name, but shout out him. He doing his thing with his little, lick or whatever. But with his little clothing lick, or whatever. But if you got a post that people with a blue check mark next to their name is inboxing you just for likes and just for shit like that, your priorities fucked up, bro. Your priorities fucked up, and you could be doing your thing, but that just shows that the first thing on your mind ain't making money. It ain't getting your business to the height that you're trying to get. Because the moment that a motherfucker sends you a DM, a message, or anything, first thing you're doing is screenshotting and going straight to any social media, posting it. You in a room full of these motherfuckers who full of powerful people. You could say it like that. If you in a situation where you in a room full of powerful people, first thing you doing, you pulling out your phone, you taking pictures, you taking videos, you all on the socials, woo-woo, before you even getting business done. Motherfuckers looking at you like, oh, fuck this dude. They might fuck with you at that moment, but your longevity ain't going to be there, bro. Your longevity ain't going to be there because you clout chasing. You looking for clout, and clout is temporary as fuck. Clout temporary as hell, bruh. Y'all can't tell me. I bet money y'all can't tell me what the trend was last month y'all was talking about. Everybody was, because every it seemed like every month now it's a different trend. It's something different that motherfuckers getting into. The motherfuckers got to post about. The motherfuckers got to say just for likes, just for retweets, just like this ice cream looking shit, just like this playing with folks' food and grocery store shit. This shit turned into one nasty ass motherfucker that decided to lick somebody motherfucking ice cream and put that shit back, put it on the internet. It went viral. Motherfuckers was like, damn, she just went up, not thinking about the consequences that she got to face, but thinking, damn, her shit just went up. I do that shit. Watch this. Get your phone out. Then you do it. Post your shit. Your shit go up. Somebody else do it. And it's like a cycle, bro. Y'all motherfuckers, like, it's like y'all all share one brain, bro. I ain't never seen no shit like this, dog. You niggas share one brain. It's like ain't none of y'all thinking for y'all self. Y'all let motherfuckers tell you what's acceptable and what's not. Y'all let motherfuckers tell you that a pair of shoes, just because it don't got a certain name on it, is bogus as hell. They could be a nice ass pair of shoes, for real. But if it ain't got no name on it, if it ain't Nike, if it ain't motherfucking Jordan, if it ain't a this, if it ain't a that, if it's some motherfucking shit ain't nobody ever heard of, I can pull up in some cold ass Skechers, my nigga. Skechers, and motherfuckers to see the Skechers logo and clown me. And I won't give a fuck. Won't give a fuck. Because guess what? These sketches cost me $15. Them shoes you got on cost you $250. And guess who got more money in their bank right now? My point is, it's like you niggas, y'all brains is like y'all brainwashed kind of, bruh. It's kind of like y'all brainwashed. I don't get it. I don't. I can't let nobody else think for me. I couldn't do that. That couldn't be me. The day a motherfucker start thinking for me, that's the day I might as well just motherfucking give up all everything I got. Because that motherfucker might as well be me at that point. Because it's like, what the fuck do I care what anybody else think about what I got to wear, about what I got to say, about what music I'm listening to, about this, about that, about whatever. I don't give a fuck. Y'all just clown it because it's what's popular. Y'all want to go with what's popular, bruh. Half of you niggas will make your first $100,000. Y'all will go buy a chain. A chain. Y'all get fucking icy. Buy the chains, buy the bust downs, get the car, get whatever. Nigga, that's not, nah. That's not what you're supposed to do with that, but live your life. But you doing it not for you. It's not like you doing it for you. You buying that chain for who? For motherfuckers to see you and be like, ooh, shit, look what bro got on. Oh, he must got a bag. He must be checking the bag. No. That shit not important, bruh. That shit not important. Stop trying to live for other motherfuckers, bro. Because that's all clout chasing is you trying to live for other people. You trying to gain other motherfuckers' approval. For what? Live your truth. Live your motherfucking life, bro. Everything on social media, you ain't got to be a part of it. And like I said, do whatever y'all want. I'm just speaking to y'all from a motherfucker that don't. You feel me? I got a bevy of things that I could talk about. I got a bevy of things that I don't want to talk about. I got the sympathy stories. I got the sob stories. I also got the motherfucking success stories and the this and that. I don't talk about none of that shit. None of that shit, bro. And the reason behind it is, what the fuck do I got to tell you what's going on in my life for? What y'all got to know that for? Y'all living backwards, kind of, bruh. Y'all living backwards. You make money to spend money to impress motherfuckers that don't got as much money as you got. Make that shit make sense to me. Please make that shit make sense to me. Because it don't. Ain't no way you can flip that shit, spend that shit, whatever, to make it make sense. Because can't not nam motherfucker tell me that when they get their little bag, whatever, however you get it, it don't got to be, whether it's honest work, whether it's doing whatever. Whenever you check your little bag, you buy your belts, you buy your shoes, you buy your chains, you buy your bust downs, you buy your cars, you buy your this, you buy your that. All for another motherfucker to say, damn, he got it. Man, you better invest that shit and try to stack some more. You better put that shit into something that's going to make you some more bread. That's like, it's like y'all niggas don't think. Y'all live for each other, bruh. It's a weird ass age. It's just like a weird ass, like era. Where you niggas is like, y'all weird. Like, I ain't even going to front. Y'all are weird, bruh. You niggas are weird. Never in my life have I, like, just seen the amount of fuckery. Meanwhile, you got the motherfuckers who's not clout chasing, who's not doing this, who's not doing that, stay silent on social media. And once again, like, I'm going to keep on reiterating this because it's going to be that one motherfucker. It's always the motherfucker. No. Look, I'm going to reiterate this. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm not quiet on social media. I post shit every day. It ain't my personal shit. I ain't finna tell you how much I'm making every day at work. I ain't finna tell you how much I'm making hourly. I ain't finna tell you where I work. I ain't finna tell you shit. I ain't finna tell you shit. I'm not letting you in like that. Half of you motherfuckers is just on my page for entertainment purposes. Because social media entertaining as fuck. It's entertaining as fuck. You clout chasing niggas somewhat make it entertaining, but y'all get annoying sometimes. Y'all get annoying. Cause like I said, y'all do some outrageous shit just for likes and retweets. Like, that shit currency. It's not currency. That shit, you can't go spend likes and retweets. You can't buy a house with likes and retweets. You can't do that, man. But y'all act as if y'all could. It's motherfuckers that's silent on social media. Don't say shit. Move in silence. And just make moves. You never know what's going on with them. And like I said, you want to put your life out there, go crazy. But it's motherfuckers that do that, and those usually, not always, those usually are motherfuckers that's focused. Even if they ain't got it yet, they focused on getting it. They not worried about what the next motherfucker got to say about what money they made. Oh, you making this much? Well, where your car at? Are you making this much? You feel me? Why you still dressing like this? You making this much? They ain't worried about that. Unlike y'all. Half of y'all worried about that. Y'all worried about that more than y'all worried about anything else. Approval. Y'all worried about approval. But at the end of the day, what is approval? Like, what is that? What is that going to get you? I ain't going to keep ranting about this shit for too much longer, but I just had to let it be known. I just gotta let it be known, bruh. Cause it's like, every single day, I see it. I see the bullshit every day. I see the clout chasing. I see the attention seeking. I see it all. I see it every day. Every single day. And it's crazy to just think about, like, just being in that mix, in that melting pot. Being on social media every day. I am on social media every day. Every single day. Not a day goes by that I don't check my socials. Not a day goes by that I don't check my Instagram. Well, I ain't gonna say Instagram. I don't get on Instagram like that. But not a day goes by that I don't check my Facebook. I don't check my Twitter. Those really the only two. But damn, like, you niggas literally think social media is a totally different world. Like, what you see on social media ain't always true. Speaking of that too, you dumbass people, the next time I see one of you dumbass niggas share an article that's from 2009 and act like it's new because you don't want to open the article and read that motherfucker, I'm slapping the shit out you. I ain't even gonna lie to you, because that shit get on my nerves too. Motherfuckers be sharing shit. Sherman Helmsley died. That nigga died in 2011, my nigga. You just shared George Jefferson, my nigga. He been dead. Nigga, Gary Coleman. You putting sad faces on Gary Coleman. You wasn't sad when he died in 2010? Our niggas don't read. Niggas literally disregarded the whole reading is fundamental phase in school. Y'all disregarded all that shit. I ain't never in my life seen no shit like that. But yeah, man. Y'all social media, this social media age is something different. If you clout chaser, clout chase. Get your clout chase on. Go crazy. Go crazy. Clout chase. But just know, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Because a lot of y'all clout chasing, y'all poke these different groups and these different people and these different whatever it may be. You clout chasing, you posting your money. You might get robbed when you leave the crib. Don't be surprised, because this social media shit translates to real life. You white. You posting shit about black people. Don't be mad when you walk outside and get your ass ran on. You motherfucking, you want to crack jokes about the whole ICE raids and immigration and all this other shit. Don't be fucking mad when one of these Hispanic grandmas hit you with one of their chanclas, hit you dead in the head with a motherfucking flip-flop. You're going to be pissed off, because social media translates to real life, bruh. Like I said, I'm not going to rant too long. It's going to be a quick little podcast episode. Once again, y'all might not listen to it, but if y'all do, I appreciate it. If not, I really don't care at this point. This shit just therapeutic for me. It's kind of a hobby at this point. But yeah, man, make sure you check out me, Eddie, Pat, Juan on the conversation about anything. Check me out right here at Etiquette Speaks. Yeah, my name Etiquette. I don't even know how I came up with the shit. I had it for years, literally years. My name been Etiquette on almost everything. But yeah, this is gonna be it for this one. Like I said, listen if y'all want. If not, it don't really matter to me. Stop clout chasing before you get beat up. But yeah, man, that's it.